From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is calling all American troops home from Iraq before year's end, closing a long and deeply divisive chapter in U.S. history.
After nearly 9 years, America's war in Iraq will be over.
Washington and Baghdad have been unable to reach an agreement on training and special operations that would have left several thousand troops in Iraq. There are nearly 40,000 Americans still stationed in Iraq. More than 4,400 members of the U.S. military have been killed in that country since 2003. Transitional authorities in Libya say they're postponing the burial of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi until they can figure out where he will be buried. It'll likely be a secret location. Jubilant anti-Gaddafi fighters have been taking journalists to see Gaddafi's body, which is being stored in a supermarket freezer in Misrata. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse is in the city. He says the body of Gaddafi's son, Mutasim Gaddafi, also is being displayed.
There are scores of mostly women spectators flocking to a refrigerated container that holds the body of Mutasim Gaddafi. I've had a look myself, it's definitely him. Some people are standing on crates to get a better view, craning their necks. The body itself has two very obvious gunshot wounds, one in the neck and one in the chest. The questions that are now being raised internationally about how Colonel Gaddafi and his sons met their end matter little to these people here.
That's the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reporting from Misrata. Gaddafi and his son were killed in Sirte yesterday when it was overrun by revolutionary forces. In the U.S., the Labor Department's look at employment trends shows how the job numbers tally up at the state level. Danielle Carson reports it shows a mix of gains and setbacks last month.
Job losses went up in 25 states last month, while 24 added more jobs. Nevada is still struggling with the highest jobless rate, almost 13%, followed by California with 12. Florida posted the biggest job gains with more than 23,000 new hires. The gains and losses at the state level suggest the labor market is hanging by a thread. Heidi Sherholt is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute.
They're consistent with what we're seeing at the national level, which is in most states, we're not seeing the kind of job growth we need to start digging out of this thing.
Sherholt says the country needs to add at least 100,000 jobs a month just to keep up with population growth. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Investors are bolstered by strong earnings reports today by several major companies. The Dow's up 267 points. This is NPR. The Obama administration is stepping up its pressure on Pakistan to take stronger measures against insurgent activity on its soil. For the second time in 2 days, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warned militants in Pakistan are still destabilizing neighboring Afghanistan. She also acknowledged that the U.S. has tried to arrange peace talks with the Haqqani Militant Network. Hertz rental car has fired more than two dozen Muslim employees for failing to clock out during their prayer breaks. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the Teamsters Union says it's about religious discrimination. The company says it's about fairness.
The employees are Somali Muslims who drive Hertz vans at Seattle's airport for gas and servicing. They say in the past they've been able to take breaks, 5 to 10 minutes or so, without clocking out. But Hertz came to believe the Muslims had been abusing the situation. 3 weeks ago, Hertz changed the policy. It said employees must clock in and out for all breaks, for rest, meals, and religious observation. The employees and the local union say if anyone was taking advantage, the company should deal with that individual, not make a blanket policy. A union spokesman says that the company does not require people taking smoking breaks to clock in and out. The union is fighting the terminations. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
We continue to see gains today in U.S. stocks. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 267 points or more than 2% before the close at 11,809 in trading of about 3 billion shares. NASDAQ gaining 1.5%. It's at 2637. S&P 500 up nearly 2%. This is NPR.